أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم نطوي السماء كطي السجل للكتب كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين. ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون إن في هذا لبلاغا لقوم عابدين. Sadaqallahul Azim. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about those servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat, whom Allah Rabbul Izzat had revealed glad tidings, like the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, etc. And Allah concluded that they will not be grieved by the great sorrow, and that is the terror of the day of Qiyamah. In this ayat, Allah says, يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. On that day, we will roll up the skies like how a scroll is rolled up for writing. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one great kudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the reality of this earth, as we find in the ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That despite the fact that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about rolling up the skies, in the hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam speaks about the skies and the earths, the seven skies, the seven earths, all in one hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be rolled up. When a person writes something on a scroll, thereafter he folds that scroll and he puts it away, he rolls it up and he puts it away for safekeeping. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the rolling up of the skies and the earth. How this will be done exactly, that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the total insignificance of this earth on the one hand, the total insignificance of the sky, both together that will be rolled up. And Allah Rabbul Izzat demonstrates Allah's majesty, Allah's greatness, Allah's kudrat, Allah's power. Thereafter Allah says, كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ. Then what will happen to creation if everything is rolled up and put away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like how we originated the very first of creation, نُعِيدُهُ, we will bring back its creation. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recreate. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recreate. And logically, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done it the first time, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can do it countless of times thereafter. And besides the logic, we shouldn't be even doubting the qudrat and the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa'adan alayna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is a promise upon us, the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fulfill this promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us the reality at that particular time. Inna kunna fa'ilin, certainly we are the doers. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is showing that man should not have any doubt with regards to these aspects of the great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly we have written in the Zabur. The Zabur, one is the Psalms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. And some ulama have stated here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means all the scriptures that Allah ta'ala had sent down to all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, min ba'di dhikri, after the dhikr. Here the dhikr could mean the Torah or it could mean the Lawh-e Mahfuz. In short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already determined in the kitabs of the past. What was the determination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. That certainly the earth, the land, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inherit it. They will become those that will monitor the earth and they will look after the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again there are two meanings. One is this very earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent us upon, that those who will become the leaders of this earth, those who will administrate this earth and govern this earth, they will be the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the earth was rolled up for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had seen the east of the earth, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had seen the west of the earth. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat upon this earth. In other words, it will be in the governance of the, in the hands of the Muslims. And we found that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, Islam spread out of Al-Hijaz, the Arabian Peninsula, as far as Yemen and Bahrain. And then we find that after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and even in the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and thereafter also, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread on the land, and then on that land, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was upheld, and governance took place according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. That these pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became the inheritors of the land, and they governed according to the commandments of Allah. Then also some ulama have stated that Ya al-Ard, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the land, Allah refers to the land of the akhirat, and that is Jannat. That who will be the inheritors of Jannat, who will be the people of Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says those pious slaves and servants of Allah, those who fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي هَذَا لَبَلَاغًا لِقَوْمٍ عَابِدِينَ. Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about this Qur'an Kareem, that certainly in this Qur'an is a sufficient message لِقَوْمٍ عَابِدِينَ, for those people that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look from cover to cover, we will find that there is more than the hidayat that man can even anticipate in this kitab. Not every ayat, but every word, every letter, there is hidayat, there is guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and there is a message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and this kitab is sufficient for those who have this quality of abdiyat, the quality of servitude, serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the Qur'an Kareem and in the message of the Qur'an, obviously is the hadith of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we will find Sahaba-i-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum had understood this message, and they brought it into their practical lives, and they had explained it. So hence, if we keep our lives within the three, the Kalam-i-Paak, the Qur'an-i-Kareem, the Sunnah of our Nabi-i-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lifestyle of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is sufficient for us. We need not look further for any form of guidance with regards to our success in this world and the success in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.